Yo, America. Tired of the same old fizz? Say hello to Sensi Pop, the soda that slaps harder than a summer storm. Every can's loaded with 20 milligrams of naturally occurring THC, delivering a buzz that's smoother than a back road cruise and bolder than a dive bar jukebox. This ain't your grandpa's soda pop. This is Sensi Pop, the American classic remixed for the modern vibe. From cornfields to concrete, Sensi Pop's got that spark to light up your night. Crack it, sip it, feel the pop. Sensi Pop, get ready to feel the fizz. Explore your vibes at AmericanHempHub.com.
Our newest sponsor on the program, AmericanHempHub.com. Couldn't be more happy to have them. Put down the poisonous juice. Use a healthy social lubricant, AmericanHempHub.com. As desensitized as we have become to all of the violence, all of the killing, the slaughter of innocent women and children in Gaza since October of 2023, and as much as our government supports it, our occupied, illegitimate, pedophilic, compromised government has promoted this genocide. They have provided the weapons and the financial resources that are necessary to carry this out. We've said it here for a long time. Without the support of the American war empire, the Israeli genocide machine would not be able to carry out the atrocities and war crimes that we have seen them carrying out on live television, on social media, in 4K, on every video hosting platform that you have access to. And it's about to get a lot worse. It has become glaringly obvious that Israel is preparing to go back to war on a full scale in the Middle East. We talked just this week about the fact that Israel is once again preparing to attack Iran, which has always been baked in so they can drag the United States into it, while at the very same time, Benjamin Netanyahu is readying his military to fully annex Gaza to install this occupation force, which will be a genocide force, really, and lay waste to the remaining 1.5 million Palestinians who call Gaza home. And he's not going to stop there. Then he'll start filling in the map of Greater Israel. He'll do the same thing in the West Bank. He'll do the same thing in Lebanon with the help of the American government. He'll do the same thing in Syria and so on and so forth. For years now, check that. For decades, Israel has had this blank check from our government, a blank pass from the United States and in turn the rest of the world to do whatever the hell it wants and remain above reproach. The Israelis can kill as many civilians as they want to, and you better not criticize them. They can commit as many war crimes as they damn well please, kill as many Americans as they want to, and then call you anti-Semitic for noticing, or questioning, or criticizing any of it. That's how things have been for a very long time, especially post 9/11. But it's just not working anymore. The American people are now waking up to what's really going on here. And the fact is that this is a one-sided relationship that's actually not a relationship at all, but an occupation of our country. This country is occupied by the Jew, who is loyal to a foreign people and to a foreign nation. And it's been this way for a long time now. And now, finally, the American people are starting to pull away from it. Just a few years ago, as many as 3/4 of American adults supported Israel. Now it's less than half. In some polls, lower than 40%. I saw one at 32. And you know, with that said, I'm going to take a little victory lap here, because a lot of the progress on this issue is due to this show, which has smashed the Overton window, along with our online influence campaign, more than anybody else out there. And we're happy to have done that heavy lifting. But we have made it okay for others to talk to their audiences about exactly what we have been talking about here for over 2 years now, since long before Israel's October 7th false flag even occurred. And Benjamin Netanyahu, he knows the score here. He sees what's happening. He sees the American people waking up, and he's freaked out about it. Just a few days ago, this guy lamented to the media that Israel is losing the propaganda war, and he blamed a bunch of bots, a bunch of anti-Semitic computers, for brainwashing millions of people into not supporting Israel, for leaving anti-Israel comments on news stories and a whole lot more. Watch this.
The propaganda war? No, I think that we've not been winning it, to put it mildly. I think there are vast forces that are arrayed against us. Among other things, the algorithms of the social network that are driving a lot of everything else, you know. And people who really know, and they're the foremost foremost people in this field in the world. They're telling me that about 60% of the responses on the social media are bots. They can categorically say they're bots.
Yeah, he's spinning his wheels here. He's crashing out. He can't admit that he's a war criminal and that his country is illegitimate and that nobody likes him and that the international community hates him. He can't reckon with that because he believes that he was chosen by God to rule over all of humanity. He just said the other day that he's on a historical and spiritual mission to establish greater Israel. And if you don't agree, well, then you must be a bot. Now, look, we can mock his antics and we can mock this guy all we want to. But the reality is that Benjamin Netanyahu, that little rat-faced demon, and these Jews, they're not going to just roll over. They're actively taking countermeasures to psyop the American people. This was also discussed here on the Stu Peters Show this week. The fact that Benjamin Netanyahu just had Newsmax in Israel meeting with him personally, where he actually thanked them for being an ally in the information and propaganda war. Conservative influencers are flocking to Israel right now. They're on state-sponsored vacations to get pumped full of propaganda to then come back and vomit back up to regurgitate onto the American people. When Benjamin Netanyahu calls this a propaganda war, he means it. And Israel isn't just using a bunch of fake journalists to accomplish this. As usual, they're also using politicians like the homosexual Pfizer and Lockheed Martin Graham. And Graham is here trying to whip up the American people into some kind of a hybridized national security religious panic. Watch this guy.
But tonight, it's late at night. Israel is in a fight for their lives. Our friends in Israel are surrounded by people who would kill them all if they could. I am tired of the word genocide. Let me tell you about genocide. If Israel wanted to commit genocide, they could. They have the capability to do that. They choose not to. Hamas, they would commit genocide in 30 seconds. They just can't. And that's the big difference, folks. To people in my party, I'm tired of this crap. Israel is our friend. They're the most reliable friend we have in the Mideast.
How's that?
They're a democracy surrounded by people who would cut their throats if they could. This is not a hard choice if you're an American. It's not a hard choice if you're a Christian. A word of warning. If America pulls the plug on Israel, God will pull the plug on us.
Yeah, I'm sure they are surrounded by a whole litany of people who, if they had the opportunity, would love to slit their throats. Myself included. And let's be honest here. The only thing getting plugged is Lindsey Graham's. And what gay boy Graham is saying here is that if you don't properly support Israel, if you don't bow to the modern day fake Jew, not only is America going to be less safe somehow, but we're going to be raptured too, or something. This is the type of twisted manipulation that these people are resorting to. There are no more subtleties when it comes to corralling the American people and signing off on genocide and Jewish conquest. They're beating us over the head with. They're throwing everything at the wall and just hoping something sticks. I sat down for over an hour earlier today with Kurt Doolittle and had an amazing discussion about all of this. Bone chilling, really. That entire uncut interview can be seen over at StuPeters.tv exclusively for our supporters. But here's part of what he said.
Could you have picked a more difficult goddamn conversation to cover? Jesus.
I don't really think it's all that difficult to understand. This relationship is that of a tick to a dog. For centuries now, well, for decades now, we have lost blood and treasure, economic resources, our geopolitical positions, our policy decisions. They have all been made based on what serves Israel the best. This nation state that was arbitrarily scribbled on a map on May 14th, 1948, after this landmass was purchased by the Rothschilds from the city of London, they moved the front lines of the military industrial complex there and told 2.4 billion Christians that they're above reproach. You're not allowed to criticize this because that would be anti-Semitic. This is the Israel of the Bible. These are God's chosen people. They don't have to fight their own fights. They have weaponized their foot soldiers to go out and do it on their behalf.
Israel is built out of a Jewish culture that has not had a state for 2,000 years. As such, they are used to being free riders on other states. And this has built 2,000 years of Jewish culture that is parasitic. And so what's happening is that culture is going through its modernization into a state, and they're acting like it. And so Jewish culture is going through a reformation because they're having not to act like rent seekers, but they're having to act like a nation, a state. And this is what states do. They pursue their self-interest at all costs. And so what's happening as the work in the world in response is, okay, you're not a dispossessed people who've been punished for their parasitism by 100 countries because it's the only strategy you can use in your numbers that gives you extra the wealth to have maintain your freedom. Instead, so the world is saying, you're just like everybody else now, another state pursuing your freaking interests. Regardless of the consequences. Okay, fine. But that means is we shouldn't be granting you this exceptional license that we've been granting you. And that's what's happening. That license is going away. And your argument in this whole thing is basically that. Why are we still granting this license to people who are basically showing that they're just developing a state like everybody else? And why are we favoring them versus the rest of the area that is still that is more slowly, because it's more primitive, more slowly evolving into modernity because it was the furthest behind of the four great civilizations. So, if you talk to young Muslims that are educated today, the internet did more than all policy that the West has ever tried to do to reform it. And so I just look at it as these are the natural consequences of growth of states. I can't be sure what you're asking, what you're thinking, but what I think you're saying is we should not be involved in a group of people who are manipulating us domestically when we no longer have this interest. And now, because they're a state, not a vulnerable people, they're actually using that interest for expansion, which makes us co-conspirators in it. I think
Well,
that's
kind of. I would say that that doesn't go far enough. I would say that we are a moral people. I would say that we are witnessing atrocities and war crimes that have resulted in the deaths of millions of people. I would say that this has been perpetuated by this nation state of Israel. And certainly, if Lindsey Graham is right and we're not participating in a genocide, they are. We're witnessing that every day. And that the real solution, if we're going to be the moral high ground, the moral authority, the world police, if we're going to go to war, if we're going to have a war with anybody, it should be with these people. It should be with this country that is perpetuating this evil. Not just disassociate ourselves completely, but to say, if you continue this, if you continue killing innocent children, you're going to pay for that militarily. And I'm very anti-war. I don't think
I
that we
know
should
you're,
be at
I know
war with
you're.
anybody. I don't think that it helps to protect the national security interests of our country. I think that it's economic suicide. There's a lot of reasons why I'm totally against war. But when it's necessitated, and if it's to preserve the lives of millions and millions of people that I don't want here. I don't want them here. I don't want them here. I don't want Muslims overrunning my country. I don't want a country full of brown people. I don't want a melting pot. Diversity is not our strength. It's not the bedrock of American culture. I don't want them here. Well, maybe if we stop bombing the shit out of them and stop raping their women and children and selling them off into sex trafficking and slavery, maybe if Ukraine would stop participating in bioweapons labs that the Pentagon oversees, that the CIA operates. At the you know at the cost of the American taxpayer, there was like 36 of them in Ukraine. Maybe if these people would stop doing these evils that are killing my people, harming my people, and harming to a detriment my country, the existence of Israel, while grotesque in its existence just by superficial surface level observation, furtherance of that is that Israel is actually a detriment to the national security of my country. It's a detriment to my people. It's hurting and harming my people, and it's hurting and harming and killing millions of others that are not my people. I think that that is a pretty accurate statement.
Okay, so I want to make an observation for myself and the audience because there's people who follow me who are going to watch this, and I want to pull out that you're actually a moral absolutist, And that's what you and most conservatives of your wing are basically offended by, is the immorality of what this international reach that we have has engaged in and persists. I think that's how I would position your objection, is
Or you
this
could put
is
a
not.
label on me. Yeah, I'm a moral absolutist. I don't
No,
disagree with that, but I do disagree with the fact that there are others like me because I haven't seen one yet.
I had one question that I want to test with you, if you'll let me. Do we,
Yeah.
which is that Iran has the potential of creating a lot of suffering in the world, right? And it's the sponsor of all this terrorism. Now, I don't have a problem with recognizing that this is something that needs to go away. Right. But what I think you're saying is that it's not our responsibility to make it go away. Is that?
I just don't think that I see the aspirations of Iran that we have been programmed to believe are their aspirations actually coming to fruition. I think that Iran has been scapegoated for a long time. I look around, I don't see an overrepresentation of Iranians in my government. I don't see them bringing problems and conflict and degeneracy and filth and perversion and pedophilia to my front door. That's the other tribe that's doing that. I also don't see Iran provoking war with Israel. I do, on the other hand, see Israel provoking war with everyone in that region.
Let me ask another question then. I love talking to you because you're a smart guy. You know, even if I were to say you take a position that's pretty aggressive, you're a smart guy and it's just enjoyable. I'm sorry if I'm interjecting in your show with that. You can cut it if you want.
I don't think it's aggressive. I think it's just honest.
Well, I mean, okay, I agree, but that's because your morality is like, if we ask the question, if the Israeli and Jewish influence in our government, our cult, and our culture, that most of it, I'll agree, is negative, is that if that were not the case, how would you feel about the what's going on over there? I mean, you just talked about Israel and Iran. And you brought it back to Israel and Judaism are a greater harm to our domestic situation, right? Then if that wasn't the case, if it wasn't the case that we were dealing with the Jewish problem in America still, then how would you feel about the Iran-Israeli conflict?
I don't think that Iran has ambitions like we've been programmed to believe that they do. I don't think that Iran has the ambition or the stated goal of bringing Sharia law to the United States. I don't believe George Bush when he says, if we don't bring the fight to them, they'll bring the fight to us. I don't believe that. I haven't seen that. Furthermore, they're just not militarily capable. So I don't really give a shit. Even if they do have the ambitions, they don't have the physical capability to carry out some sort of an attack on the United States that we wouldn't see coming from a mile away and would be able to thwart off. So Iran matters not to the national security of our country. Israel, on the other, it does. And they have occupied our government, and all of our decisions are made at the behest of Israel, which you said yourself is basically just a proxy, a military base for the United States, for the American war empire in the Middle East. So,
Correct.
no, I mean, if anybody is provoking, if you're going to displace blame off of Israel and off of Judaism and off of the Talmudic Jews, if
I
you're going to
will
try to do
say,
that in some way, well, then it's us. Then it's the American war empire and it's our
I
government.
understand. I will say that there is a belief in the upper echelons of the U.S. administration that we don't want those 6 million people moving here. In other words, we want them to stay there. All right, and we don't want them
What's
moving
6 million? This is the
the
6 million
Jews.
number keeps
I'm
popping up. Now,
sorry.
what 6 million are we talking about now?
Oh my God. I'm gonna get myself, the reason I don't go on the
I'm
show
just saying, it seems to me in all the research that I've done that 271,000 seems like a more
Okay, I'm
realistic
sorry.
number. All right, so a little bit of unintentional yet necessary comedic intervention into that conversation with Kurt Doolittle. I think we inadvertently also uncovered a little bit of motivation behind Kurt Doolittle's appearances on this program and his desire to have conversations with me. That's a whole nother detour that we can get into at another time. But if you have made the commitment to this network for $9 a month to be our supporters, to keep us on the air, to keep us in the fight, your prayers and shares are extremely important. Also, your financial support makes you the most effective weapon in this war. We need it. If you're not yet a supporter, please head on over to StuPeters.tv and make that commitment. If you are already a supporter, first of all, thank you very much. We need it. We appreciate it. We love you. You also have access to that uninterrupted, full-length interview over at StuPeters.tv. We'll be right back.
The war on truth is heating up, and the Stu Peters Network is on the front lines. They're censoring your voice. They're silencing dissent. But we're not backing down. Join the Freedom Drive and take your support to the next level. When you subscribe to StuPeters.tv, you get exclusive, uncensored content, early access to documentaries they don't want you to see, direct access to the movement, and you help fund the fight against globalist tyranny. This isn't just a subscription, it's a stand. Be bold. Be informed. Be unfiltered. Join today at StuPeters.tv.
In 2020, the globalists showed their hand. The war on small businesses began, and the elites at Amazon, Target, and Walmart got rich while your neighborhood got crushed. Now, these same companies push woke trash, anti-family agendas, and toxic products made in China. And every time you buy from them, you are funding your own destruction. It's time to cut them off. Time to defund the woke machine and take our country back. There is a better way. A privately owned American company is producing over 450 non-toxic, high-quality products right here on U.S. soil. Cleaning supplies, makeup, vitamins, everything your family needs without the garbage. And listen to this. They even have real beef. Farm to table, no mRNA, no chemicals, no globalist trash. Just clean. American Black Angus delivered straight to your door. Obama tried to cancel this company in 2012. Why? Because they support God, family, country. They will never bow to the woke mob, and they'll never sell out to China. The question is, what are you going to do? Go to PatriotCheckout.com right now. Switch your spending. Starve the beast. Support American manufacturing. And together, we will restore the republic.